some things they will never change. Robin Voss is pretty much never, ever going to change. He's going to be gaslighting you and doing as little as possible to actually do anything to help the state of Wisconsin, but doing as much as possible to retain power. For what reason, I have no idea, because just having power in and of itself doesn't really do anything. If your answer for any problem, any given problem, is just, you know, just let it play out.
Well, we're going to get into an example here in this segment of what Republicans are proposing to do in a pretty specific
regard. Well, they do have an idea.
They do have an idea, but before we get to that, I just want to also, the other Voss story that we were initially going to lead off this great show with he's also perpetuating this paradox, essentially, Brian. He had a lot of interviews. Apparently, this guy's doing a ton of media the week before Christmas. Everybody else is kind of taking things easy, and Voss is just out there just throwing stories out like no tomorrow. And so he sat down in a journalist interview. I forget with exactly which body.
Mitchell Schmidt.
Okay. Over
Mitchell
at the State Journal.
Wisconsin State Journal.
Gotcha. So he sat down with Mitchell at the Journal and said pretty much, Brian, that there is no way to know how much fraud happened in 2020, and we'll never know. There's never going to be. You got the quote?
I got the quote here. Joe, this is a quote. Joe Biden won the Electoral College. That is a fact. Do I believe that there was enough fraud to have caused a different outcome? We'll never know, because we have no idea. We'll have no idea how many people broke the law, so there are a lot of things we'll never know the answer to. But the whole point is that we need to make sure that in 2022, we do get those answers, and we know that whoever wins in 2022 does it so fair and square, so we don't have this constant two-year argument saying that the other side cheated. You gaslighting MF-er.
That's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, everyone, just to let everybody know.
He says Joe Biden won the Electoral College. That is a fact. So there's a lot of things we'll never know the answer to, but the whole point is that we need to make sure in 2022 we do get those answers. We know whoever wins in 2022 does so fair and square, which implies that he didn't do so fair and square in 2020. So, well, he won, but he didn't do so fair and square, so we don't know.
Correct. So that's the thing, is we're at the point where he's insisting that he refuses to put the big lie to bed here in Wisconsin. He is perpetuating this problem by authorizing Gableman's probe into last year's election while saying that it's about 2022 and saying that Joe Biden won 2020, but there's no way to know actually how much illegal votes took place in 2020.
And for those of you who are concerned about him throwing away taxpayer money, $676,000 in taxpayer money, mm-hmm. he says, and I quote, "I'm okay with spending all the money to make sure if Joe Biden was legitimately elected. We guarantee through an investigative process that yes, everything was fine and nothing really went wrong. Do I think that will happen? Probably not. But we don't know until we finish the investigation. May I remind you, it's the fifth such investigation."
Correct. So he is totally fine pissing... He's totally fine getting rid of 2/3 of $1 million, effectively, looking down this rabbit hole that it leads to nowhere. Because, Brian, we have 5 counts of prosecutors going forward with charges.
Five.
There are 5 cases of prosecutors moving forward with cases of voter fraud. Five. And Robin Voss is fine with throwing taxpayer dollars at this problem that he insists that he will not be able to figure out how many cases were actually illegal, because he contends there are way more than that 5. They haven't found any yet 13 months after the 2020 election, but they're going to go into 2022 continuing this review for the sake of the next election.
Well, you see, Luke, what we have here are known knowns. We have things that we do know. And then we have known unknowns, in other words, things that we know that we do not know. And what we do not know is when I'm going to continue talking or when I'm going to stop talking and gaslighting you people to continue saying that I have done nothing. What is this?
Well, here, Brian, let's go into a Republican proposal that is going through the state legislature right now because they have the power, and this is what they're doing with the power. So
yes.
We've got a headline, Henry Redman over at the Wisconsin Examiner, Republican family law bills make it easier to use, quote, civil death penalty. What does that mean?
What?
A series of bills introduced by Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature to change the state's child services system puts too much power in the hands of prosecutors and unfairly targets Native Americans and people of color, advocates say. All of the bills, according to their author, Rep. Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc, are meant to get children into permanent homes faster through the termination of parental rights, also known as TPR. These bills are not aimed at taking children away from parents arbitrarily or prematurely, but rather ensuring children are more expeditiously, achieve permanency and stability for their childhood. Dietrich, who did not respond to a request for comment, stated in her written testimony about the bills. She won't even respond to comments. She is leaving it up to a press release that she put out with these bills, Brian. So effectively, advocates here in the state of Wisconsin are saying that these Republican proposals are going to fast-track the termination of parental rights for some of the most affected in the state. And under the guise of what? They want to speed up adoption? And I understand the family law is very tricky, and there are kids involved, and that gets messy.
And stability
fast.
Is huge.
And stability is huge
for kids. I'm sure that she is also backing this up by strengthening the foster care system, right?
No.
I'm sure that she's going to make sure that the foster care system, where a lot of these kids will end up being stronger for it, right? Is that...
Well, advocates and social workers say they don't believe this is the best way to serve the children in the state.
Oh, you mean the people who actually deal with the kids all the time? They're the ones saying that this won't work?
Pretty much. So that's what Republicans are doing. We're going to dive hopefully a little bit more into this in the next segment. But we also got another number of headlines that we want to get to. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll also be taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. But Brian, this is what it's all for. It's the Republicans are taking power to do this.
Republicans, a bunch of white people telling other people how they should live their lives.
Apparently.
But saying you should have freedom.
Yeah,
to
freedom.
Do whatever you want.
Freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. In the backwater swirling, there's something that